This is CliffCentral.com.
Popping tags outside of Mr. Price. American Swiss, have you choosing new ice? Have all your friends thinking that your man pulled a heist? Nice, signing all fabulous. Never wanna have to tell you you ain't having this. So I grind like a slave, not a manager. Bank account strong, you can't damage it. Get my weight up, you worth every ounce. And the rest you run, eating things we can't pronounce. Checks hella heavy, never gonna bounce. Anything you want, don't tell me about amounts. Another toast to us, that's what you do with bread. No Picasso, but we paint the town red. No sleeping, but silk sheets on the bed. The hustle stops when I'm 6 feet, but I ain't dead.
I'ma get that guap. Mandela's coming up. Soon as I get it
so- Vivian on Twitter thinks you've got such a soothing voice. She says it's not boring. She says it's soothing. What you're doing is soothing. You see, I know.
Vivian.
I know these things. I know these things. I just played you something from from Miss. It's called Senten. We've had him here before. When was it when we hung out together?
It was a while ago, man. Probably a few months ago. Not too sure how long, man.
And he's back because he's got a brand new single, and we're going to premiere today on the show, so stand by.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
So this is the song. It's a brand new one. It's coming up. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal, Peace Central, OOC, OOC. O'Neal on Peace Central, OOC, OOC.
O'Neal on Cliff Central,
OOC, OOC.
You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central,
OOC, OOC.
Yeah, baby.
All right, as usual, we have to welcome you by having you just lace us with the verse and impress to me. You have to impress to me, not me. So yeah.
Let me put my poker face on.
Is this good enough?
Let's see. Okay. Yo. Check it. Yo. I'm the voice of the new school youth, but I vote in a recording booth. No violence, just be the abuse. Getting faded in a bottle of goose. All my enemies wanna call truce. I turn my back while I'm chucking up the deuce. I'm coming up to them, that's bad news. I'm blowing up lit fuse. I get your mind right, my mind's on the paper. I ain't fighting for no girl, you could take her. I'm getting rich before I meet my maker. Nigga, I'm finna get my cake up. Now they see them niggas.
It's yours. Go back.
I'm back. You're so in this. Yo.
Exe psoriasis. Do you know a G real like this? JC, cause I can't afford Chris. Abusive, so here's another hit. I'm in the lane where I don't see traffic. Forget the drama in the game, they can have it. Second gear, cause results ain't automatic. These niggas mad, cause my hustle ain't static. Get it right, you ain't dealing with a rookie, ma. I ain't ever gonna sweat for the kicky jaw. Are we riding? Tell me how we looking, ma. No time to debate if we ain't hooking up. So you just pass me the hooker. Tell the barman to get the drinks all shook up. I'm on my own level, if you need me, just look up. I tell it to you straight, cause the lean ain't never crooked, ayy.
Do you wanna do a hook for him?
Damn, okay. But I'm singing about love, though.
That's fine.
Oh, I got a bad, don't you see? Michael Jackson bad, shame on me. I got it so bad that I can think of nothing else and goes deep, deeper than hip hop. Ooh, I got it bad, Michael Jackson bad. I got it so bad that I can think of nothing else and goes deep, deeper than hip hop.
Hey. Okay, let's put some Santin on it. Santin in the club. Check it. Yo. Now don't be fooled by my looks and my lean, girl. I come up from the hood where the streets mean, girl. My hustle speaks even when it ain't seen, girl. Please believe I only say what I mean, girl. Yeah, no lies when we ride. I wanna be sure that it's real when you smile. You my main course, no dish on the side. Show you off to the world, no reason to hide. But life's more than guap. I wanna do more than let your panties drop. Get the mood right, have one or two shots. Have you lived your dreams, call one or two shots. I hope you don't think that these thoughts have been rushed. Cause honestly speaking, we don't need too much. Just enough to leave these nice things in touch. You walk into a room and you're greeted by ach.
Ow.
Okay, are you impressed?
I got it so, so bad, and it's so, so deaf. I got 8 figures deep, young money connect. Be that's kind of love, make that cash time fam. You got me, ooh la la, is that Fuji la? Your rapping got my roots so deep. Oh, the beat's gone. Hey, that was hot. I'm impressed.
Yes, nice, thank you. Nice, nice. So here's a brand new one. Fresh new music on WC. Nyoso is the name of the track. Mr. in the building. So tell me about the concept. Okay, what is Nyoso?
Nyoso is open to interpretation.
Oh, jeez. All right, so interpret it, Nyoso, for us.
Basically, in my situation, Nyoso is doing everything that I'm not supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Misbehaving.
Okay, so it's misbehaving.
Yes.
Okay. So that's nyoso.
That's nyoso.
So if you're doing that thing, what do I say to you?
What do you
put mean? It in context for me?
Oh, we're creating new languages right now.
Okay, so what is it? Like, is the actual act itself nyoso or...
Yes, nyoso is like a euphemism for SH1T.
Okay, shit.
Yes.
That's what you meant to yes. say. So why did you say shit?
I'm trying to be radio friendly here, man.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's unscripted. It's unradio.
Okay, it's a good habit to have.
Okay.
To stay radio friendly.
Yeah, okay. Now I see what you mean. Okay, so is that what Nyoso is?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So tell me about the production of this. It sounds very dope and fresh. And this is the sound that I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Around at the moment.
Right.
So who did you work with on this one?
Production is by my boy TCB MC Like. He's also fresh in the game. I'm gonna be working with him quite a bit because his sound is insane, you know. And I'm pleased with the fact that not a lot of cats know about him, so I'm like one of the first cats to jump on, you know.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I trust that he's gonna be doing big things.
Listen, there's so much hip hop on rotation at the moment.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you go. Why should people choose you over someone else who's already out right now?
I think hip hop is all about variety. It's like if you go to a restaurant and you know what your favorite dish is, every now and then you're gonna try something new in that restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
I think hip hop is that spot where you can try new things and see what fits your taste. So if we keep the same things on the menu or we only have a limited menu, you're forced to choose that. But luckily for us, the menu keeps growing.
Who are you listening to at the moment?
Who am I listening to? Wow. At the moment, I'm trying to listen to new things, man. I'm trying to actually listen to a lot of local stuff. Obviously, what you cannot ignore is the cats like your MT, your Nasty C's,
yeah.
the people making waves right now. So for me, it's always important to be up to date with what's happening.
Yeah.
But personally, I still listen to my old school stuff, man. I'm bumping Kanye West, College Dropout, that type of thing, man. So that's obviously my preference, but you have to stay relevant. And to do that, you need to stay with what's current.
Dumi, what are you listening to at the moment?
I'm listening to the new Rihanna.
I think it's a great album.
I love it.
The sound is so profound. I think it's a great album.
Yeah, she's grown so much as a musician, and her beat makers are on point.
Nice. So is that the only thing that you're listening to?
I'm
at
also
the moment?
Listening to Questa. His new stuff is just like out of this world.
Have you had the new mixtape from Erykah Badu?
No, I haven't heard that.
It's insane. You have to get it.
Okay.
For somebody who
I'm gonna get that.
Who clearly is a big fan of that.
Yes.
Now away from the music,
mm-hmm.
When you're at home relaxing, and please don't say you play with your kids. what else do you like that is not necessarily in the public forum?
I like meditating.
Okay.
I do like playing with my kids. Mo trampolining.
Okay.
Like, homework.
You like stretching. That's something we already know. It's in the public.
I like dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really just like to, yeah, meditating and stretching because it's relaxing. I think we live such a fast-paced life these days, and me having so much on my plate, you know, with Black Brain Pictures and then Dumi going solo with the breakout and then, you know, all of the other things that I have to fit in and being a mother, really having time to myself except when I'm on the loo is very important to me so I can bring myself towards myself.
So you stretch in the bathroom, is that what happens here? Alright, now, listen, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have to let you go, and we're looking forward to... Is there going to be like a huge launch for the video now that it's ready?
There's going to be a huge launch for the album. I'm just wanting to gain momentum as an artist and not have just one product out there, you know. So how can I live for Nyana products out there, music videos and all of that? Then we'll have a huge party and yeah, and I'll put on a concert and all of that good stuff. Then I'll shake my booty for you all.
Of course. So what are you doing with yourself this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going hiking tomorrow, Kahartising. And then I'm recording. I'm still in studio finishing the album with Milky. And on Sunday, I'll just be going to church and relaxing.
Okay.
Yes.
Once again, thank you very much for hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure having you here. We just hope that you can come back again when the next single. Does this mean the next video would be for
Bay
with Questa?
Yes.
So that's the one that's following.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mm. So we'll be staying away from sugar daddies for now. Listen, let me not catch you with the sugar daddy. After you did an entire song. After you did an entire song. I know where sugar daddies go.
So.
And we can tell from a mile away who's a sugar daddy.
Mara only like I'm human.
Oh, I see. I knew it was all of that. Listen, thank you very much for chilling.
Thank you so much to all the listeners. Thank you for following. I'm still at Dumi Masimola on all of the social media. Get the single Sugar Free still out there on iTunes. Bay will be out in the next 2 weeks, so you can cop that as well. So yeah, lots of love and appreciation.
So that's the brand name throughout. That's Dumi Masimola. It's not going to change anytime.
Why must I start all over again?
No, it's, look, people rebrand, people do all sorts of things.
I did consider it, especially because khona le botume bangata in the industry, you know. But then for the international community, which is who I also want to be speaking to, I didn't want to lose all of the work that I've done in the last 15 years, you know. So, yeah, the choice that I've made is to just keep it real, keep it my name, and, yeah, keep it rolling.
Okay, cool stuff. We're coming back. Don't move.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. Au revoir. 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Milky Central. Radio has never been finished.
Radio has never been
finished. A Milky Central.
I think possibly one of the biggest songs and remixes from 2015. MT in the studio hanging out with Mist, and we're just catching up with him since the last time we hung out. So what have you been doing since the last time we were together?
Quite a few things. Are we talking strictly music?
Yeah, music.
Music, I've been in studio like since the last time I saw you. We shot the video for Santin, that went on MTV Base, Channel O, and the response to that was pretty dope.
Nice.
And other than that, I've just been in studio, man. I'm trying to put together a lot of new material so that with the third and the fourth single, I have more to choose from. It's not a story of just going into studio recording and saying this is the single. Now it's more of perfecting the sound that we're looking for.
What does the family say about your life at the moment, being an artist and having to perform and just being in the public eye?
Well, at the moment, the only person that I really have to worry about in terms of that is my wife, because she has she has the direct impact from my music career, you know.
Okay.
So when I'm out until whatever time, or you know, you know how the story goes.
I don't know the story.
it's just one of those things where you have to find a balance. You can't let the one overshadow the other.
Okay.
But I think, well, I know that she understands because she found me this way. So she just helped me. She molded me. She's doing her thing with me.
So she never tried to change you?
I think she improved me. She upgraded me.
Is she listening?
Most probably.
is she cool with everything though? Does she go with you to these events when you're performing?
Not all of them, but every now and then, yes. She helps me pick out girls for my videos.
She what?
Yeah. So, we all good, man.
she picks girls. Like, are you allowed to pick girls for yourself?
I am, yes. But she does a better job than I do.
Doesn't she throw shade, though, when you pick certain girls?
I think women will always hate on women. But she lets me do my thing, man. It's a team effort right now.
Okay, all right. Now, something I always wonder, especially for people who are in the business.
Yeah.
If you weren't pursuing music, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't pursuing music?
Yeah.
Well, I've recently decided that I want to go the route of entrepreneurship, you know? It's been a thought for quite some time, I think over a year now, but I was fighting with the whole 9-to-5 situation, you know? And the 9-to-5 was actually messing with the music as well. So I actually got to a point where I just said, okay, 9-to-5 is not part of the plan anymore. So I scrapped that. Now I am
focused on the music.
Focused on the music and also other business ventures. So if it wasn't for the music, I'd probably be only into those business ventures.
Why is it that rappers mostly just artists in general, why do they prefer to record at night? Do you know?
It's just something, man. It's like, for me, I find like after a certain time, like I can be in studio from 7 in the evening and just not have that energy, but there's just somewhere in the middle of the night where something clicks.
Yeah.
And then it's like the day just started. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about that time.
I realize a lot of artists record or they choose to work at night, and they prefer to work at night.
I think it also eliminates a lot of distractions, because like your phone is not busy at night.
Yeah.
People are sleeping when you're working, you know. I think that's one thing. And I don't know what that thing is, but it's just dope.
Are you a domesticated kind of guy? Do you cook? Do you clean?
I'm trying. But if you ask my wife, she'll tell you I don't do none of those things. But I'm trying to get on that track.
Don't you get into fights for not doing your part?
All the time.
Are you one of those guys? Do you leave your plate where you were sitting?
What do you mean?
Like eating and you just leave the plate there and you just walk away.
You know, I used to be that guy.
And before you got married.
But right now I know there's somebody over my shoulder.
So it's not like you want to pick up the plates. You're only doing it because somebody's going to shout at you.
Yeah, but it's sort of become a habit because of that. So now it's like I don't have to think about it. It just happens. So that's why I say wifey upgraded me.
You guys are married.
Yeah.
Legally married.
Yes.
How long will you, have you guys been married for?
In August it'll be 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you remember where you met?
Yes, in a club.
Wow. Who approached you?
I think it was
listening.
No, you know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. I was with my boy and we thought that we are those guys. You know, we were just those guys.
Okay.
So I sort of had that attitude, like any girl that I speak to, she needs to understand that this is the truth.
Yes.
You know? So I approached her with that, and I don't think she was feeling that at all. If you ask her, she'll tell you that I was probably the last person she would date at the time. But yeah, man, that's how we met.
So listen, you're not going to leave us hanging. So we want to know, where was the connection then? If you were that guy and it was in the club where you met,
yeah.
How did you then break the ice?
Look, her friends were all on the dance floor. Me and my boy were chilling. We decided to jump on the dance floor and join their circle, you know? We started talking and then I asked her if she wanted to go outside, or I think she said she wanted to go outside, probably trying to avoid me or something. And then I was like, okay, cool, I'll go with you. And then I think we just had a conversation and she realized, okay, he's not so much of an asshole. Maybe okay. I can give him a shot, you know?
It's a nice one. We're still hanging out with Mist.
Yes, sir.
There's a brand new single from Euphonic. Hanging out with Mikasa, and that song is coming up on the show. Stand by. We've got one more guest joining us shortly.
Ladies love, oh, real. Yeah, baby.
On Central, WOC, on the LOP Central, WOC, on the LOP Central.
listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
So on the other side of this, a brand new one from Euphonic, we introduce our next guest and our final guest for the day. Stand by. It's called Don't Wanna Be. This is Euphonic hanging out with Mikasa. Our final guest is here. She joins Mist in the studio. She's late. I don't know what this is about. First, she postpones on us last week, and now she's late. Wow, really?
Okay. The first one, I'm going to blame someone else. The second one, I'll take full responsibility.
We were told, this is the story I was given. The story I was given was that you were tired.
That is not true. Where's the person who told you that?
You had arrived at 9 a.m. This is what she told me. And the show was at 2. I'm like, just how long? Oh, there she is.
Oh, there she is. See, I don't know what happened.
Oh, so you guys didn't communicate this live.
No, this is what happened. She looks out for me, right? Like, I actually could have actually made it, but I think she probably was like, you know, maybe she should rest.
Oh,
so she was just being a good.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. That's probably what happened, but you never know.
You could have made it.
I probably could have, but you know what? I plan on making it up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'll tell you
how. How are you going to do that? We've got 15 minutes.
Not right now.
Oh, not in the studio?
No.
Ah, okay. I think
in the studio, but
I think we can stop the show now.
Not like that. Where's your mind? Get your mind out the gutter.
Listen, that's where my mind belongs.
I actually have a good friend of mine that's flying in the country that I think it would be cool if you interviewed this specific person. So I'll make it up to you.
You want to tell us what this is?
No. Okay. I'll tell you off air. Don't get your mind out the gutter, man.
Okay,
dang.
Cool.
Can't even say something normal.
All right. Victoria Kimani is with us in the studio. And she's got a brand new single out with Kulichana.
Yes.
It's called All the Way.
Yes, All the Way.
What's going on there? Why All the Way? What's happening?
You know what? We just wanted to make good music. So I got in the studio. It was produced by Reinhardt. We sampled some of Angelique Kidjo's Wombo Lombo on the record. And we just wanted to embrace that 90s R&B vibe. And who better to rock it than Kulichana?
And listen, this is coming from your upcoming album.
Yes, it is.
All right. The sound is different from what you have been doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Is there any... What do you mean, thank God?
You know, I feel like, you know, the first few pop singles are always fun, but like when you really start to have fun as an artist later on, like when people know you now, so now you can actually do what you do best. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's kind of backwards in the scene that I came up in. It's like, you got to kind of entertain us first before we take you seriously, as opposed to maybe out here where put your best foot forward and then we'll take you seriously. It's really weird. It's really weird. So yeah, man.
That's interesting. So let's find out what this is about. It's a brand new one. It features Kulichana. So let me know what you think of the song. My handle is O'Neill Africa.
You're new to duck, it ain't hard to tell. No, you're used to duck, you ain't never fell. In love, Elizabeth, Emma, Bill, and my man. I love to watch slow, you should shake it fast. Now watch yourself, show me how to work for that. Bum, bum, dipping low all the way as I slam it like bum, bum, big and low. Oh, that. Sin, 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 sin. I bing, 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 bing. Bo, picking in, sipping on gin, 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 gin. Just to get this zing, 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 I'm sinking in tonight.
Oh man, what a hot song, man. All the Way is the name of the song. Thank so is this you. Vintage Victoria Kimani? So this is quintessential you.
I think this is like a nice introduction. A lot more formal than the other ones. I mean, the other ones definitely showcase like a fun, you know, having fun side, but this is like just everything to me. It's just something different. And yeah, you could definitely look forward to more sounds like this on my album.
You sound like SWV.
Aww, like, thank you. That's what I grew up listening to, though. I grew up listening to like real R&B. So I mean, in my head, I'm like, that's where I need to be. You know, sometimes in Africa, they kind of pressure you to tone things down and be more simple with your sound and stuff. But you know what? I really don't believe in that in 2016. It's a new year, so I'm like, yo, I'm actually going to do me and see what happens. And so far, it's been amazing, and people love it. So.
You know, the one thing people don't know is that you're originally from Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the advantage of both markets. That's the East African market, the West African market, all of that. So you've got all of that going.
Mm-hmm.
How do people feel? This is what I've come to realize, especially I've got friends in East Africa. I've realized that when you move out, when in a typical scenario, an artist moves out of that country to another country, you know, there's sort of an attitude towards that artist. How is it for you? How's the support? Is it consistent? Has there been any pushback?
From Kenyans?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people say things, man. Like, people always talk, but it's like, are you paying my bills, though? You okay. know what I mean? Like, so people are going to say things, but it doesn't really affect what I'm doing, and it doesn't push anything back, actually.
Okay.
Because what's happening is more and more people are hearing my music. Like, even if you're complaining that I'm not in the country, it would be a more valid complaint if there was so many bookings and so much to do back home that it's like, wow, she left what we have going on here to go there.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, I think what I'm doing is actually in very, very true Kenyan traditional culture. We're nomads. Like, I mean, everyone knows Maasai's. I mean, what we do is we travel, we walk around, we travel, we like to explore different people's land. And that's been going on in my family for so many years. My parents are missionaries, so I grew up traveling, man. Like, just from place to place to place. I don't even remember my high school friends. Like, that's how bad it was. So, you know, it's just part of my musical journey, and it's not going to stop in one place. You know, just because I'm signed to Chalk City, which is based in Nigeria, doesn't mean that that's the end. Like, this is a part of the journey, and it's going to keep going. You never know. I might pop up here in South Africa and be like, hey.
It seems like you're headed in that direction. Whatever which you're going. Now, in terms of your parents, you said they were missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Have they always approved of your music?
Yeah, Dad was happy. I mean, Dad is happy, rather. Like, he is a musician himself. He plays the guitar, and he used to be a rock star himself in the 70s. Like, he actually used to go really hard with the bell bottoms and the afro.
Okay.
And he was in the scene like that. And then he gave his life to the Lord, and then he met my mom. So Mom, on the other hand, I think she prefers that I would sing gospel music, but she's really, really proud of me. She's very proud of what I've been able to accomplish so far. So
like, when you have a new single out or a new video out, do you take it to them to show them what you
sure
got?
Sure don't.
Like Booty Bounce, for instance.
You know, I could actually play them the Booty Bounce video. It's fine. Well, I'm not bouncing my booty, so it's okay. I don't know what they would think about the girl in the mud with the part. I say, Dad, that was for artistic expression. What I do is I compare myself to other female artists that go like super, super edgy with the sex appeal. Like, you know, like Nicki with the legs open and stuff. Like, it's a clear difference between what I'm doing and what they're doing. So when they try to say, hey, this was a little bit too risky, I'm like, Dad or Mom, it's not that bad. It could be worse.
It could be worse. That's what she says. Certainly we're out of time, but I'm hoping that you're gonna make it up to my listeners, not necessarily me, because it's for my listeners.
It is actually.
So yeah, so we're gonna work on something behind the scenes, and when it's ready, then I'll let all of you guys
yes,
know.
Yes, that's my gift for being late
and for missing out the last time.
Oh, God.
Mister, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend is family time, but I want everybody to check out my social media because I just dropped the single today on social media.
Yeah.
You can get the link there. This time it's a free download, so you don't have no excuse. Yeah, make sure you get it. Tell me what you think. The handle is Mist803 on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat as well.
All right, so no performances soon?
Nah, this weekend I'm chilling.
Okay. All right, Victoria, what are you doing this weekend? I know you've got some guests coming through.
Yeah, I do. I've got some good friends of mine coming in, so we're definitely going to turn up. There's this pool party that I heard about tomorrow.
The all-white party tomorrow.
I don't want to, like, you know, super advertise it, but we might be out here, you know what I'm saying? So come say what's up to me. Honestly, I've never experienced that white party that Dallas has every year, so I finally get a chance to turn up tomorrow.
You have to. I saw bottles of Cristal.
Oh, Lord.
That were being brandished on social
media
at some point. No, sadly, I'll be out of town. I'm traveling today, so I wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay.
Even if I was here, I don't have any white clothes.
I'm gonna make an effort. I actually don't have white clothes either.
That's what I listen for. Women, there's enough.
Well, my white clothes are very dressy. It's not very pool party vibe. It's like dressy white.
Ah, okay, I see.
Yeah, so I need to go get like laid back white.
Yeah, you need to set a day apart to find white pants, bro.
Dude, like, listen.
A whole day, right?
It's nothing.
You're not gonna find it.
Yeah, you're not. Either you find them and they're weird.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
They give you like
for dudes is a struggle.
It's, dude,
you can never go wrong with like white jeans.
Yeah, I know. Denim always works.
Denim works.
True.
Now
finding them though was
the problem. Now everybody looks like a ginormous.
Like white sweatpants or like white linen pants now. Linen pants are horrible. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, please, guys. No, let's not.
Linen pants and sandals.
No,
ew!
No, guys, please, no, let's not do it, please.
I was going to say so many things just now, but I realize I'm on the radio.
Or pointy white shoes. Please, let's not, guys. Please, let's not.
Pointy,
let's not.
Like they're actually pointing up. You know the ones that are like a compass north.
All right, so guys, you obviously won't be seeing Mist anywhere apart from social media, but make sure to be on the lookout for Victoria Kimani. She's in the country, and we play out with Booty Bounce. It's everybody else's booty bouncing except hers in the video.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. So we'll leave it to your imagination.
Look, man, my parents are pastors. You have to give me a break. But everybody else can bounce a booty. You can do it too, O'Neal.
Let me leave before you do that.
No! If you leave, I leave. No, I'm joking.
I'm out of here, man. Listen, enjoy your weekend. We'll catch up on social media.
This is CliffCentral.com.